Listening Library presents Lockwood & Co., The Empty Grave by Jonathan Stroud. Read for you by Emily Bevan.
Part 1. The Tomb. Chapter 1. Want to hear a ghost story? That's good. I know a few. What about the one of the sightless blue face pressed against the cellar window? Or the apparition of the blind man holding a cane made of children's bones? What about the evil swan that followed me home through the lonely rain-washed park, or the giant disembodied mouth seen opening in the center of a concrete floor? What of the milk jug that poured blood, or the empty bath from which choking gurgles sounded after dark? What of the orphan's spinning bed, or the skeleton in the chimney, or the vile spectral pig, all bristles and yellow tusks, glimpsed snuffling through the dirty glass of a shower room door? Take your pick. I experienced them all. They represent a typical month's work for Lockwood & Co. during that long and desperate summer. Most of them were written up in our casebook by George, on the mornings after the events concerned, in between sips of scalding tea. He did this in his boxer shorts, incidentally, sitting cross-legged on the floor of our living room. It was a sight that was frankly more disturbing than all the hauntings combined. Our black casebook has since been copied and filed away in the National Archives in the new Anthony Lockwood Gallery. The good news about that is you don't have to negotiate the crushed crisps in the pages of the original if you want to know the details of each job.